She's a former public school teacher turned stay-at-home mom. He's a talk show host who's made a career covering politics from afar. Now, Christine Stegall and her husband Chris have chosen a new path forward for their child in Christian education. Join them as they explore and experience this important alternative in education for the first time. Welcome to Making the Leap.
We believe that, you know, what's in the Bible is there because it's right.
Right.
Whether it's business principles or whether it's what you're eating, there's a reason that's in there. Mm-hmm. And so if you're building your business on that foundation, you are more likely to succeed in that than you are if you just think, well, it'd be a good idea if I did that.
Welcome in to another edition of Making the Leap. You know, we've been doing a lot of shows focusing on what now after K through 12 education. What now? You know, we're certainly in that position ourselves as our kids are making their way through high school or have graduated or about to graduate. What now? Particularly if your focus has been on bringing them up in a Christian kingdom education environment. Well, we met a friend of the show of sorts, but he's new to you. You haven't met him yet. But what they're doing in what's effectively Northwest Missouri, for those of you that are not familiar with the region, Tarkio, Missouri is darn near Iowa.
Iowa.
It's about as north as it gets. Here today to discuss what they're doing up in Tarkio from Tarkio Technical is John Davis. He's the president of Tarkio Technical, and we welcome you, John.
Thank you, Chris. Christine,
so glad,
glad to
have
be
you.
Here. Very much so.
I would love for you to kind of just broadly tell the audience the kind of the, I guess, the background of Tarkio Tech before we even get started with what you're doing up there today and why what you're doing is going to be so interesting to this audience.
Yeah, well, Tarkio College existed there for over 100 years and in 1992 closed.
Okay.
And it actually, for the most part, sat empty since 1992. Well, that creates some problems, but it really had an impact on the area because economically the area just took a crash. We went from 2,500 people in town to 1,500 people in town. And so there were a lot of efforts to try to get something there. They had for a brief time, they had an academy for adjudicated youth. It was there for about 6 years, and it closed in 2005. And there were some efforts to get some other type schools. Finally, the Alumni Association had worked to maintain the campus and to keep control of the campus, and they were trying to come up with what is the best thing to put here. They had interviewed or they had sent out surveys to counselors. I was a school counselor at that time, and I was from Tarkio, so when they got the results back, they were kind of puzzled, and they called me and said, can you come down and talk with us about what we saw? And I said, I'd love to. And they said, well, the counselors are telling us we don't need another four-year school. And I said, well, that's because you don't need another four-year school. We have a lot of four-year schools in the areas, plenty to fill the need. But what we don't have is we don't have technical training. And ironically, what we have to have in these rural areas, as well as urban areas, is more technical training.
And you are, just so people are clear, you're very rural where you are.
We are very
part.
Rural. Tarkio, like I said, Tarkio is 1,500
right,
now.
Yeah.
The whole county is 5,000. And we sit among mostly communities like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are right on the line of Iowa, right on the line of Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
not far from the line of Kansas. But all of those communities are similar to us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're rural communities that mm-hmm. are mostly made up of trade areas.
And right. if they're not, if students in those areas are not going to a four-year institution, there's probably very little close, with
yeah.
the exception of you, to see, to go to.
Yeah, there's some good schools up in Des Moines, Iowa, down in Lynn
sure.
Tech, down at Lynn, Missouri State Tech, down at Ozark, in Kansas City. There's lots of good technical schools, but not where we are.
A long drive.
And unfortunately, and this is something I saw my whole career as a high school counselor, students with those hands-on learning skills and tendencies do not want to leave home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in these rural areas, these are kids that are used to being outside, they're used to being hunting, they're fishing, they're playing around with their trucks and everything. They don't want to go 6 hours away,
right.
regardless of how good the program is. But there's no options out here. And the other thing that happens is if we send them 6 hours away, we'll never see them again.
They don't come back.
They don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
Could I ask you broadly, because I want to get into a program that you're doing there at Tarkio. Broadly speaking, we have a number of people that listen that live in rural areas. Do you think starting something like Tarkio Tech in a rural community. Is that easily done? Is that difficult? What would you say to others that might be hearing this and going, oh, that sounds interesting?
Well, it should be easily done. You know, it is not easy in that you have to get a name, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and so a lot of times people misunderstand. I think, you know, you do have technical programs in high school, and sometimes you have like K-12 programs that have technical centers, but those aren't really post-secondary training centers that are ready to put you out into the job. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes they think, well, it's just the same thing. You know, it's not the same thing. Our teachers are highly skilled technicians in their area, and they have worked in these areas for years and years. So they know more than how to teach that skill. They know how to teach that skill in a working environment, and that's critical.
Well, we're excited about a new offering inside Tarkio that you just told us about a few months ago, and that's why really you're here. Okay. Not only is this a different kind of schooling, but now we're talking about how we introduce a faith component.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which fascinates me, and I'm sure, I don't know that I remember interviewing anyone who's introduced faith into a tech school setting, so explain it, please.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we realize is that a lot of our students that are there learning a technical skill, especially in that rural environment, are either wanting to go out and start a business in that area, or that at some point in their life may want to take over a business in that area. The problem is there is no relationship between that technical skill and being a successful business person. They are totally separate. And so we thought this would be something that would be a good addition for our programs, so that as you're learning your technical skill, you can also learn how to run a business, so that if you do get out there and start that business, or later on take over a business, you'll be successful in that. Because
so, in other words, if I may, a mechanic or a plumber or an electrician may have great skill, but not necessarily know how to run a front office and start their own shop.
Completely. In fact, I had my own business for a while, and this sounds so stupid that I can't even imagine it. But one of the biggest problems I had was invoicing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would go work with a family on decision-making, career decision-making, or post-secondary planning, and then come back home, and, you know, two or three weeks, months would go by, and it's like, I never sent them a bill. Well, fortunately, I didn't depend on that for my livelihood, but it's like, that doesn't make sense. A lot of what you would think a person would know how to do in running a business, it's not that simple. You
have to. And there's all different skills involved. I mean,
totally.
There's so many different, like the range of what you need. My parents were small business owners, and I know that there still today are pieces of that after 30 plus years of running it, that there, you know, there's still a learning curve sometimes, or payroll, or how do you, you know, all the things that kind of come together. And so that piece of it, you have your love of what you want to do. But if you want to take it further, I think this is such a neat addition for
it. You know, I want you to continue to explain what you're doing, but I think what's important about this is for people that have, over the years, this has been sort of a cultural shift that we're talking about, going into trades and learning a skill, you know, the micro dirty jobs thing. We've all heard it now 1,000 times. I was just listening to commentary the other day. I mean, you're talking about $100,000 and up for people that are really before they're hitting 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's real money to be made. But for some reason, there still seems to be this idea that you can't be a business person. You can't run your own shop. That's somehow rank and file work, not your own charting your own coursework. And so that's, I think, the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And it is a skill just like any of the other skills. And and we approach it in the same way. We make it very clear to students that are coming there, our programs are outcome-based programs. We don't teach you about it. We teach you how to do it. Mm-hmm. When you're done, you're able to do whatever that skill is. This program is the same way. We're not going to teach you about business. We're going to teach you how to run a business. You're going to run a business. You're going to have a thorough business plan before you finish here, so that you're ready to go out and step into that when you get to that point.
I should mention it's called HALAS, H-A-L-A-S, HALAS Bible Integrated Business Program. I've got a pamphlet here. Talk to us about it. Where does it come from? How did you guys get integrated?
Well, it's really interesting. I was invited to a conference out in Denver by one of our fundraisers, who was an alumni. He lives in Florida, and he just called me one day and he said, "Hey, Johnny, I want you to come to this conference with me. It's called Wealth Builders." And I just kind of snickered because I said, "Roger, you got the wrong concept of me." So, but my daughter lives in Denver.
Okay.
So
okay.
I have to confess. No. I went so I could see my daughter and my grandkids. We went in Friday evening, started at 6 o'clock, went into the conference center, sat down for the thing to start. I had some material on the table, but I hadn't really read it. I hadn't read a lot about Wealth Builders. A couple came in, and for an hour we had praise and worship.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I thought, okay, what's going on
right
here? And so I looked down and I said, "Let me read this." And I saw their tagline, "Not accumulating wealth, but growing God's kingdom."
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we went through the conference, they had breakout sessions. I went to a breakout session, which is kind of a mission field. It was called Tricord Global. And the whole concept was they went into these third world countries and they gave business startup loans to people so that they could start a business, believing that in order to grow the country, you had to grow the community. And in order to grow the community, you had to teach people how to run a business. Now, understand, in most of these third world countries, number one, you cannot get a loan unless you are rich.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, none of these people were rich. One of the first videos I saw of it was a lady in a straw market. They gave her an $18 loan. Now, $18 in these third world countries is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But over what they do once they give you that loan is every week you have amount you have to pay back. The fourth week of each month, you have to go in for a class. They teach you how to run a business based on biblical principles. Now, keep in mind, these are third world countries. Mm-hmm. So guess what most of these people are? Most of them are Muslims.
Yeah.
Like 70% of these business loans, by the time they're paid back, these people are Christians. That was amazing to me.
Never cracked a Bible, probably.
Even. Never. Yeah. No. And so I thought, this is really cool. So I went back, shared it with some of my Christian friends. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a Baptist, so we do the cooperative program. We don't do those kind of things. And, you know, but I thought, but that's neat, God, but so what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I was meeting with a cousin and at a Christmas party, and he said, "Have you ever heard of a Christian trade school?" And I said, "I haven't. I don't know every school in America," but I said, "I know there's some four-year schools like College of the Ozarks," but I said, "I don't know Christian trade schools." And he said, "That's something that I think my foundation might be interested in." Immediately, God said, "Now you understand why I sent you to Denver."
Wow. Mm.
And I thought, this is so cool. Now, we changed it around to where we do the instruction first, you know, then you start your business. But this came from a school in Colorado called Karis Bible College. They're in Woodland Park, and it is exactly the same way. It is an outcome-based program. All of their teachers are not professors. They are successful Christian business people.
They come from the private sector.
They come in, and they share their information, their background, along with their instruction. And it's just amazing the kind of success they've had with people in sharing this program. They have given us this curriculum. They have given us consultation. The director of Tricord Global has given us all of his consultation at no charge whatsoever. They gave us this curriculum at no charge. It is amazing how God has worked.
That's amazing too, because it is what Herzog is about. It is, I mean, that is another offshoot of it, I think, just that partnering up with schools that have, or organizations that have walked the walk, they've been through it, they know what works, they know what doesn't, and they can partner and mentor in ways that I think that's exactly what Herzog is doing for the schools that are starting up the K-12 different options. And I love watching it move into this sector of post-secondary. Like, that's just huge.
I think that's really big.
Again,
I worked my whole career as a high school counselor.
Right.
And I know how important it is to have that Christian foundation as a teenager. But I also know how important it is to have that foundation when you get out of that setting.
Well, and especially when you move on, too, because it's easier. I think you get, I would say, not obsessed, but you can really get distracted by the day-to-day details. That can be discouraging. That can be just really kind of a buzzkill if you're trying to start your business. And so to find a way to incorporate that faith where you know this is for God. This isn't this isn't anything else but for God. What a way to start out instead of scrambling and trying to figure it out later. I think that's amazing to do it from the beginning.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
John, I want to get into some of the particulars of it, but just to be clear, I mean, I know you're not maybe here as a salesman or a pitch man, but I know that there are people that are listening to this and they think, well, I'm not close to Tarkio, but gosh, this sounds great. Or maybe they know of a technical school and they'd like to, I mean, can people research this for themselves?
Sure. Yep. Actually, we have our website, which is tarkiotech.com, and we also have a website for Hollis Business Program. So they can look at both of those and see this. One of the things that we realized when we started this is that we have a much bigger audience than we thought we did.
Sure.
Like our students are not the end.
Yeah.
In fact, it's kind of interesting because the mission for Herzog and the mission for Karis are the same thing. And the whole reason that they have given so much of this is because their dream is for their program to become available everywhere in the country, not just at Woodland Park. And so, that's one of the nice things about getting this online so that people can actually take this other places. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we realized as we were going through this, especially recently on college campuses, is we have students that are sitting there in high school right now that are going to go into business, and they're going to go to a four-year college.
Right.
It would be good for them to have this first, because they're not going to hear, this is the purpose of wealth according to God's
according
word.
To scripture,
they're
going to
hear, this is the purpose of wealth according to the world. Or this is money management according to God's word. They're going to hear, this is how you manage your money according to the world standards. And I think that's as critical an audience as the kids sitting up in Tarkio right now taking HVAC installation.
So to be clear, this is something people can do online?
Yes.
They don't have to be in physical attendance.
No.
So anybody watching this anywhere in the world or listening can.
Yep. We have not quite this nice, but we have a brand new smart classroom where this will be able to go out anywhere that you are. And if you want to take that online, you can. You
know. So let's walk it out.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just curious. Let's walk out. I've got an 18-year-old son or daughter. They've just graduated, not really sure what they want to do. So maybe this sounds like something interesting. But they're not even really sure what they want to do. Do they need to come to Tarkio online or in person with a career trajectory in mind?
Like knowing they want to maybe go into HVAC or knowing they want to go into plumbing. Could they just come? That's what you're asking, right?
Just the idea that I want to be a business owner. I want to run a business. That's the main thing they need. You know, whether it's one of our programs or not is irrelevant. You know, just that they know that business is an area I want to go into, or maybe that I'm thinking about. See, it goes back again to my high school counselor personality. You don't start a business. You don't start a career. You build a career.
Sure.
So you don't know where you are right now. That's not where you guys started out.
Not where it started.
You know, and I think sometimes we do our kids an in-service by kind of pushing them toward, okay, you need to decide what you're going to be and then go do that. That's not the way it works.
Right.
And I think sometimes that they feel let down because, well, I decided I'm not going in that direction. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's the process of growing your career. And so it may just be, I kind of have an interest in business. I want to see what this is about. This is not going to cost what it is to go to the college, to the four-year college.
Well, that was one of my questions, or I guess one of my questions but thoughts, is that this is an amazing opportunity for somebody who doesn't, I mean, I'm doing the math on some of what our kids are looking at, and that's just for community college, and it's big, but it's not big like a four-year school. So what is the cost range? Where are you know, and is there a difference between in-person, online, anything?
Okay. Nope. It's $1,200 per semester. It's two semesters.
Okay.
There are scholarships, thanks to the Herzog Foundation.
Wow.
And, so it could be even less than that. All of our programs are well below what you would pay at a public school, whether it's community college or not.
And so after completion of your program, your two semesters, what would be the next step? How do you apply it? They would stick around with you perhaps and learn a trade?
They could, yep. We also, we have a follow-up that will be a mentoring program. In fact, our goal is to get a follow-up second year to where you actually can come back to us and say, I want to start a business. I need $20,000. Now we go back to the Tricord Global idea, and we loan you that money and then follow up with continuing mentoring and continuous classes so that we stay on top of that business plan you have. 80% of all new businesses in America fail in the first 2 years. Mm-hmm. 80%. And the reason they do is because you didn't know how to run a business. Mm-hmm. You knew how to do something, but you didn't know how to run a business.
And I think we're in a hard, expensive time anyway in our country, just materials for if you're in construction, if you're doing, you know, that's hard. I think that's a hard place to be. So I think this is just such a, it's a good way in my mind. I see it too as maybe a breather a little bit, pull back. Let's really learn and study what we're going to be about as a business owner, right, and then go from there, because you know, you're going to be managing. Managing is a hard one, I think, in general.
Oh, yeah.
And then not just people, but money. That's big.
How long have you been in operation doing this program?
This program will open in January.
Oh, it hasn't even begun yet.
Haven't begun yet.
Who are you hearing might be interested, and who do you expect you might hear from? Is this, because again, I wonder to myself, we read a lot about younger people today who maybe feel a little directionless, not really sure what they want to do. Is this a place for them to come experiment, or do you feel like this is something you really ought to understand what you're getting into before you commit?
Well, I don't know that you ought to understand exactly what you want to do, but you ought to know what, you know, what we teach, what I taught in public school is career pathways.
Sure.
So that you get a good feel for what your pathway, your general direction is. Not necessarily specifically, but general direction. Do you like to work outside? Do you like to work inside? Do you like to work behind a desk? Do you like work with people? Do you like work with ideas, numbers, what, you know, and narrow that down to where this is what my basic interest is. Now, in most cases, people are not one pathway. There are two pathways,
right,
that maybe, or more. So maybe you have this interest in a engineering-related career, but you also would like to own that career or someday own that career. And I think that's the important part, too, because I believe that some of our students that take this program will go out and work for somebody for a while. We have an electrician in our area that will say, if you'll work for me 6 years, I won't sell you the business. I'll give it to you.
Jeez.
Holy cow. What an opportunity.
Right.
And, you know, in that six years. You're going to learn a lot about how to run that business, especially if you have this basic background to where, as you're going through working with that individual, okay, I see that. That is merchandising. That is marketing, you know, that is the finance side. You can see that and hone your plan even better than what you come out with, you know. So it could be somebody like that. It could be somebody that already has a business. One of the teachers out at Karis is a construction owner that had a construction business in Colorado Springs and was struggling. He went to Karis and took the program and really made a difference in how he ran his business. He now has two operations, and now he teaches there. So, you know, we believe that, you know, what's in the Bible is there because it's right.
Right.
Whether it's business principles or whether it's what you're eating, there's a reason that's in there. Mm-hmm. And so if you're building your business on that foundation, you are more likely to succeed in that than you are if you just think, well, it'd be a good idea if I did that.
What has the reception been like in the community of Tarkio, in the area? Are they super aware of it? Are they excited, on board? What are they saying?
You know, it's really interesting because Tarkio is a small town.
Right.
Every time that we have an event on campus, I do tours. We do have a little theater where we have some cultural events, and I'll do tours after that. We have people that live across the street that did not know what we were doing.
Nope. At Tarkio.
And so, so it's really, and you know, granted, we don't have a television station or anything like that, but still, 1,500 people, I mean, come on.
Best kept secret.
Right.
Well, So, I mean, but we definitely are getting our name out more and more and more. We pulled up to a Royals game a year ago with our a logo on the side of the van, and three booths down, the lady that was taking money, she looked up, she said, there's Tarkio Tech.
You know,
I thought, Kansas City?
Right. But that's what I think is amazing, is that you've got, like you said, we got a lot of smaller high schools all around you, smaller areas, kids wanting, like you said, wanting to stay. And I think that the reach of that, and then you add virtual on top of it, that's incredible.
Yeah, what's next for someone? If they go through the program, maybe they learn a trade through your facility or not. Do they go on to a for your institution or not necessarily? Or what would continuing education look like, do you think?
Yeah, I think we tell our students all the time that come in, whether they're looking at welding or any other program, this is not necessarily your last education.
Mm-hmm.
But our goal is to get you into your career field as quickly and inexpensively as possible, because that's when you're going to really find out what you want to do. So, for instance, our welding program is a structural welding program. Now, there is underwater welding, there's chemical welding, there's I mean, there's all kinds of welding. But why would you go study that until you get into the career field? The other thing, I used to tell my seniors this first year when I was getting them ready to make plans, you know, you're going to make some plans that are going to have an impact on the rest of your life. One thing I want you to remember right now, you're broke.
Yeah.
You're as broke as you're going to be. You're probably never going to be this broke again. Now, whatever you're going to do, think about that. And by the way, yeah, the government will step in and say, well, we'll pay for it. But guess what? They'll come back and they'll want twice that to get it, to get their money back. So use your head. Get into a career and earn money. And then now you know where you want to go and you have some money. You're not a broke kid.
Absolutely.
So you can enter this program not necessarily knowing exactly what you want to do, and hopefully after a couple of semesters you come out of it with maybe a better framework as to what
exactly
you want to do.
Yep.
Are there plans to expand beyond? I know this is a two-semester program. Are there plans to add different variations or go further?
Of course, you haven't started yet.
I know, so. Right.
Yeah, well, the plan is to offer that second year where we actually do the mentoring, do the, you know, do the ongoing education while you're in that setting. Now, you don't necessarily have to own your business at that point.
Sure.
At that point, you're working in a business to where we can talk on a different level about, now, you see what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we call it intrapreneurship, not entrepreneurship, because there are people that work for a company that are just as creative as an entrepreneur, but at this point in their life, they just want to work for somebody.
Right.
Someday, maybe not.
Successful businesses with a biblical foundation. Can you name a few that people might know or maybe not know?
Hobby Lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Isn't it horrible to go to Chick-fil-A? I mean, they're just so they're so nice, and they take care of you, and they call you by name.
Do you have a lot of smaller ones?
Well, that's what I wonder. Do you reference examples, or are there models necessarily or not necessarily?
Well, I think, we have some businesses in our area that are good examples of that, very good examples. I mean, this electrician, I mean, come on. Okay. You know, he's going to give you the business.
Give you a business.
You know,
that's true.
But he's made good money. He's, you know, he's at a point in his life where he's ready to hand it off to somebody else, and he wants to leave a legacy. I mean, you know, I think they go all the way from small town businesses clear up to corporate businesses. You know, I remember the gentleman a few years ago that, you know, paid his staff the whole time after his factory burnt, you know, and just kept them on staff until they got it rebuilt.
Which you can't do if you're not building that wealth and you're not building that base as you get started.
Not hardwired to do that, that way,
and
too.
Right, which obviously I think that's that learning, that biblical learning piece.
So people can log on.
Yep.
And enroll if they'd like, beginning soon.
January.
Yeah. That's exciting.
And all of our programs, the only thing we require, either a transcript or a standardized test score to see what your math skills are. We don't even require a high school diploma. You know, we just have to know that you're able to handle the mathematic parts of these things. So we have students that are dual enrolled in high school and in our technical programs, and they can also do that. Or it could be somebody that's 60 years old and wanting to get started in a business and has no idea where to start.
I love that it's such a that variety in age. And again, I'm thinking of my parents. I'm thinking of the guy that I used to come, you know, take care of plumbing around my house. You know, just that age range does not matter when it comes to this. And I think that's also something that holds people back if they're in their career and they're looking to start a second one, or they're like, this is not for me, and they want to go that new direction. But it's hard sometimes to teach, you know, that proverbial teach an old dog new tricks. But this is not new. This is the Bible, and this is the biblical principles, and they're coming through in a way that makes sense.
Right,
I think.
Right. And we're not teaching a doctrine. We're teaching biblical principles.
Right.
You know, because some people are, well, I don't know, this is not just, we're not teaching a doctrine. We're not teaching premillennial, postmillennial.
Right.
We're not, you know, we're teaching, the Bible says this is how you treat people.
So you've got,
That's what it says.
This program, again, best way people can reach out to you and get more information if they'd like?
Either one of the websites. Our phone number is 660 623-9071.
Okay, and we'll put that information in our show notes as well, yeah, with the websites and the phone number. Is there someone specific they talk to, or does that take them right to?
Should ask for Lane. Yeah,
okay.
Lane. Yeah, I've handed this over to Lane and tried to step back so I can do other things that I'm supposed to be doing.
Have you had enrollees yet for January?
Or we have some. Yeah, I can't tell you how many. I'd have to ask. I have to ask Lane. Our goal is to have at least 4 in person, at least 4 online.
Okay.
But it is very interactive. So it is right now. It is not available at your demand, so to speak. It is 5 to 8, 3 days a week, because you need the interaction within the within the classroom, and
So it's online in terms of I'm at home, but I'm during these hours.
Right.
So it's that that's good for people to know too. That's
great. This is exciting. I don't know that I've heard anything like it before. Mm-hmm. Certainly in the Midwest, I don't know. Well, like you said, I guess there's one in Denver.
Yeah.
But how many there are? Like you said, probably not a lot. I would guess you probably couldn't fill a hand with those we know of.
And amazing that the school in Denver is wanting to make this available to more than just a school in Tarkio. I think it's amazing to go
nationwide. This is a great, John, I would assume, we talk a lot about K-12 here. This is a great next step for a senior in a Christian school. And the family's discussing, do I want to send you off to a 4-year institution and unlearn everything we've taught you here in this Christian school? Is this a good option, maybe?
Yeah, and that is such a critical time. Again, I know it's critical that you have that good foundation, K-12. But really, when you walk out the door, you're now going to be you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to be your parents. You're not going to be your church. You're going to be you. And I think that's the most critical time. It certainly was in my life. And I think for most people, that's that time that you're laying down your values and your beliefs. And it's going to be based on what you decide. And that's another reason why I think it's so critical to have that, at that next level. Tarkio College was a Christian school. We are not, quote, a Christian school per se, although we are totally led by God's leading. We acknowledge, in fact, it's nice to be on some kind of a public broadcast where I can say everything we are is because God has led us. God has provided through this, because so many times when I do interviews and get to that part, they don't make the cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. well, we'll make the cut here.
Yep, you will. John Davis, again, we'll have all the information. If this sounds interesting to you, we'll have it on the show notes just below the podcast today. It is really fantastic to have you in studio to talk about this. I hope we can follow up maybe after a year or so and see the growth. I'm sure it'll be
great. We'd love that. We'd love to have you come up.
I would think that'd be awesome.
May send one of our kids or two.
There you go.
Thank you, John.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Making the Leap. A good one as we continue to explore not just K-12 Christian education, but what's the next step in this increasingly hostile world to our values. I hope this was a helpful discussion. Keep sending us recommendations of shows like this that you'd like to see or do, or if you know of guests that might make good ones here on Making the Leap, just reach out to us.
Anytime. Send us an email, reach out on social media. All that information is below in the show notes as well, and we will see you here next week.
Making the Leap is a podcast presentation courtesy of the Herzog Foundation. Please rate and comment on the show, as well as subscribe so you never miss an episode. And we'll see you next time on Making the Leap.